Dreamscape presents Making Magic by Martha Carr and Michael Anderle. Narrated by Cassandra Morris. Chapter 1.
Are you kidding me? A 5-year-old could draw a better map than this.
Laura Hadstrom turned the piece of paper sideways, upside down, and back to what she thought was right side up.
Okay, maybe that 5-year-old was me. But still, Dad didn't even put a compass in the corner.
Her hand reflexively went to her back pocket, but she stopped. Right. Left my wand at home because apparently we don't need them anymore. Squinting at her dad's crudely drawn map, she tilted her head to see it better beneath the dim glow of a 12th Street West streetlight. The moment she wanted more light, the silver ring on her thumb, her own physical piece of the Hadstrom family legacy, flashed, and her dad's map glowed from within. A single point on it illuminated brighter than the rest.
There we go. Next time, I'm going to tell him to at least put a big star or something so I know where to start.
Laura glanced at her ring.
Wonder if my sisters have figured out how to use their rings better than the wands.
With a shrug, she looked at the back of the Bullock, Texas State History Museum.
Okay, 10:30 at night, doors are locked, lights are off. If there's anybody watching, guess I'll just cross that bridge later.
She walked along the long stretch of the museum's back wall until she got to what could have been the illuminated spot on the map, if her dad had drawn anything to scale.
But she didn't see anything.
No back door, no shed, no outbuilding. Shaking her head, Laura puffed out a sigh, then glanced at her ring.
Let's try again.
She tapped the illuminated space on the map, then pointed at the back of the museum and drew her finger through the air like she would have with her wand.
Ostendo. The same muted glow rose from her ring, moved through her pointing finger, and shot out toward the building.
Hey! She grinned at the ring. I think we're starting to get to know each other.
Now, where is it?
For a few seconds, she thought she'd missed the mark. Then her gaze fell to the asphalt of the employee parking lot. A circle of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?